This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
They're here smelling like a ball cap.
I don't want to smell it.
Can I smell
plastic.
It?
Plastic.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like my head.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to smell it.
Can I throw it at you?
Yeah, you can. Go for it.
Oh, sorry.
Terrible.
No, it smells like strongly of plastic. Like it kind of reminds me of Play-Doh.
Ew. It reminds me of a very cheap toy that you get in the €2 shop.
That's actually why I took it off halfway through the show, because I didn't want my hair to smell like that.
Oh, that's a good shout, actually.
Yeah.
Let me smell your hair.
For context, Aisling dressed up as Pitbull today for the show for a reason. Ew, it looks like you just went to kiss her head. Oh my God, you actually gave me the vibe that you're going to go kiss her head. Lol. Guys, I have had a mad week of out and abouting and I can't wait for a fuck all. But it's not going to happen, is it?
Not
like, no, you're doing stuff all weekend.
Well, I actually had nothing on tomorrow, but I really, really want to come to your pinball thing now.
Do
I'd really like to.
I really
got
want
nothing
to.
On. It's kind of starting, like the whole no one's free at the weekend because like everything's booked up. Mm. So like my housemates are gone for the weekend, so I'm going to have to hang out with my girlfriend.
You're just going to have a sexy weekend in a free house with your girlfriend?
In a free house.
Free house?
It's her house.
Oh, I thought you meant your housemates were gone.
No, because I still have the other two housemates, the ones that like I wouldn't be as close with.
All my housemates are gone.
All my housemates are gone.
I said the exact same to Pippa and she said the exact same joke. She's like, all my housemates are gone. They're still there.
How would you? Okay, yeah. Okay.
They're good. They're in good form, but we're not as close. Like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I getcha. Yeah, it's kind of the thing of like, if you don't have a booking now, forget about it, I'd say.
I know. Some of my friends are like, we should do a nice dinner. I'm like, yeah.
Have you booked anywhere?
There's no time or space.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Yes, that's that.
Look, we're spent, honestly. We've had a fantastic week of content. Go listen back to it. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's much better.
Get up.
Good morning. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Oh, it's Friday.
Thank God for that. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. You did it. We're proud of you.
Can I do that really annoying song? It's Friday again.
It's Sunday.
It's freezing as well, by the way. So if you are hopping into a car this morning, it's a bit of a kettle situation. Of course not with boiling water.
Yeah.
Hey, where the hell is Aisling?
Yeah, it's just me and you this morning, unfortunately.
Ah, boo.
I know, absolute boo. But look, we've done it before.
She's inside in that bed like
we'll
Homer.
We'll do it again.
A toasted cinnamon bun. I'm not getting out of this bed. I want to flick on Instagram instead. It's nice and warm in here.
How was your evening last night?
My evening was absolutely splendid. I watched I'm a Celebrity.
I didn't enjoy it.
Sorry, Father. She was gasped.
Sorry, Father.
Sorry,
oh, wow.
Oh, would you look who it is?
Oh,
oh my God. Where have you been, Aisling? Or, I mean, who is this?
Dali.
Oh, this...
Okay.
Oh, Pitbull has joined us in studio.
Oh, I forgot about this happening today.
Pitbull sounds very Irish.
Yeah, I did.
You forgot that I have to dress up as Pitbull today because I dared to contemplate not doing my musical and instead going to Pitbull, and then my musical society hates me and challenged me to dress up as Pitbull for the day.
Wow, yes. You look fantastic as Pitbull, it must be said. Just to explain to you, because I know this is very visual, Aisling's wearing a bald wig, and I appreciate with the bald wig you have the kind of lines on your forehead and all.
Yeah, did you have to put them in?
No, they're there. It's not really like very kind to Pitbull.
It's giving,
he's not that wrinkly.
It's giving real wrinkly man. Yeah. Lovely big aviator sunglasses. The goatee is class.
The goatee is
big. Fan of the goatee.
Yeah.
Whose jacket is that?
Producer Callum.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, cool.
Producer Callum gave me some swag.
And your own shirt.
And my own shirt.
We have a corporate lunch now later. I'm hoping you're going to wear that.
Of course.
Dali.
What else?
How do you feel about your career this morning?
It's unusual. I'm not going to the toilet for the rest of the show. I'm not leaving this room.
Oh, you don't want to meet anyone, of course.
No, thanks.
Welcome to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Pitbull.
Dali.
Let's go. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. There's been a little bit of a recurring theme on the show this week. Mm. And I'd like to take this moment to apologise. For example, Monday, Aisling sang a song in the style of Beyonce about Jesus because she's performing Christmas Day halftime at the NFL.
Who around the world? Jesus.
Yes. On Tuesday, we found out a church in the UK has wrestling matches to entice more people into the church. That was Emma brought us that story. On Wednesday, we played clips of a clock that does Bible reads on the hour, every hour.
Mm-hmm. The prayer clock.
There's only 12 of them. Mm. And it repeats. And Thursday, the priest that let Sabrina Carpenter film in this church lost his job. So it's been a lot about Jesus. It's been a lot about religion. It's been a lot about the church. And we would like to apologise to our grannies.
I just think it just showcases our versatility on the show, you know?
It does.
There's no topic we can't get our teeth into.
But can we get a clean sweep?
Once we find something that we are enjoying, we will run with forever. So I think we should stop the religious content.
Oh no. What?
After today.
Yeah.
I thought we should rebrand as Jesus FM.
Yeah, Spirit FM.
It exists.
Happy Friday. A church has started using an AI-powered hologram of Jesus to take people's confessions.
Ah, no.
Well, we had to talk about
it. We had to do it.
I mean, if that's around, there's no way we could not bring it to the air.
Exactly.
Worshippers in this town in Switzerland can voice their concerns and questions and get response or redemption from the digitally rendered face. Right? The move is part of an art project called Deus in Machina, which means God in Machine, at St. Peter's Church. But the church said it was, if it was popular, similar chatbots would one day permanently take on some of the responsibilities of pastors.
That's so messed up. I'm sorry. The whole idea of confession
is this
that
is where you're drawing the line, isn't
no,
it?
No, I just think like
Sabrina Carpenter's allowed to just
in.
Frolic around in the church, but as soon as we put a bit of a robot in there, you don't like it.
I just think a confession is such a personal thing between like a priest and a person.
I would so much rather confess to an AI.
Amen. Me too.
I love though how the church are like, God, just no men want to be priests. Oh, if only there was someone else we could allow to be a priest. Oh yeah, AI. Class.
But it's not even like, you know, imitate a priest. It's Jesus himself for these people.
Yeah, it's quite weird. But apparently more than two-thirds of those who spoke to the AI Jesus came out of the confessional reporting having had a spiritual experience. So it's working. Wow. The bot was created by computer scientists and theologians from the Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts, and it was trained on the New Testament, which I find quite interesting, and religious information found online. So I like the thought of you asking about, like, Noah and the Ark, and it just being like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I love the idea of just going in and testing it on its knowledge.
Yeah.
Bring a Bible in and just or like, what happened?
How far can I, how like much can I confess, even like fake things, for it to be like, okay, whoa. Yeah.
Before it like it starts dialing 999.
Yeah, exactly.
Arrested this person.
Someone said, I was surprised, it was so easy, and though it's a machine, it gave me so much advice. But another person said that the advice was quite generic. That's the only thing, and saying it was definitely a gimmick for sure. Other people said he was able to reaffirm me in many ways, and he was able to help with questions I had, like how I can help other people to understand him better and come closer to him. So theologists have raised concerns, claiming we should be careful when it comes to faith. Now, this is a good sentence. That's an area where we humans are actually vastly superior to machines. So we should do these things. So I don't know how to think about it, but as I said, and I'll say it again, I think I'd much rather, if I had to go to confession, would much rather do it to someone.
Oh, you'd be at
real.
Home apologising to ChatGPT.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know
and
what I do?
Do you think I'm a bad person, ChatGPT?
You know what I do to test it? I go in and go, what did the lab before me just say? Give us the goss.
I cannot. That would be against
my code. Wiring.
My code.
Yeah,
code.
That'd be against your moral standing, yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. I'd
have to go and check it out.
I'd be all for it.
It's been a good week. It has religious been. Content.
Yeah. The Jesus FM corner has been fun.
Who can we offend next week?
On Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Tickets go on sale for Charlie XCX at Malahide Castle at 12 noon today. But you can win them on this very show.
At 12 is an interesting time for tickets to go on
it
sale.
It is a bit brash. You probably expect everyone to be rolling over in bed.
Oh, that's so
brash.
Yeah,
that's actually very
brash. That's so brash.
But we have tickets to give away to that massive gig before 9 o'clock this morning. So stick with us.
Listen, I know everybody's kind of gearing up for Christmas and all that, but it must be said that it is going to be a busy couple of months for the pinball scene in
Ireland.
Oh, is it? Yes. Really? AKA the pinball scene in Dublin that my boyfriend runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend, the only person who has a girlfriend in the pinball scene.
I know. My boyfriend Alex owns a few pinball machines in Dublin. He runs tournaments there under this name of Pinball, but there's a few doozies coming up of tournaments, okay? Mm. Not just the usual second Wednesdays, right? Mid-December, we have the Pinballia Christmas Party with a prize for every participant.
The Christmas party?
Yeah.
This sounds
great. Who's organising the prizes?
Probably me and Alex. In January,
Mr.
then.
For Mrs. Pinball.
Yeah. First Lady of Pinball. Yeah. In January, we have the International Flipper Pinball Association Irish Championship Finals.
Or?
The Irish Championship Finals.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it to me and I'll...
Well, the IFPA Ickef.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
As it's more commonly known.
What's flippers? Sorry.
Flipper is like a...
Are they the things that hit the ball?
Yeah, the flippers are the two things that you hit the ball
with. So it's a celebration of the flippers.
Well, it's just... That's kind of the International Pinball Association is called the International Flipper Pinball Association. I don't know. I think it's a little...
Pinball was crap before they invented the flippers.
It just
fell down.
The
ball just going straight down.
Yeah. So the top 16 ranked players in Ireland will go head-to-head in that to become the Irish champion.
But there is only about 16.
No. I'll tell you now how many people are ranked. 61.
Oh, am I still 61st?
Yes.
Class.
Never changed.
I know.
And then the winner of that will be able to represent Ireland in the European and World Championships.
Ooh.
Which is gas.
That is kind of cool. Where is that going to be held?
I think it was in like Vienna this year, one of them.
Very cool.
And then probably the world one's in America. I'm not really sure. I'm clinging on to 14th place, so I'm still in the running.
That's very impressive.
Thank you. And then of course, you may remember back in May, a little tournament called Bray Away Day in May.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, you remember keenly, I'm sure. Well, tomorrow we go again. Bray-vember.
Oh, not as catchy.
Not very catchy at all.
Don't you think?
Bray-vember.
Bray-vember, because, you know, it's November.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So we're heading down to Bray Bowl.
Oh, that's the reason it's called that.
We're going to play a pinball tournament, and we're expecting our biggest turnout yet.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh,
yeah.
Why?
Very exciting. Because we've sort of told people they have to come.
Just did a lot of advertising.
Yeah, begged.
Can I come?
A lot of friends. Of course. Are you ready?
I was thinking of doing a dart trip tomorrow up and down the area.
A dart
trip? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I tell you now, Emma, you need to be there at 11.
You're saying you're going to do the dart like you're going to go on a bicycle. I'm going to go for a bike ride. I'm going to go for a dart ride.
Sorry, it's one of my boyfriend Jack's things. He wants to do the whole coast.
Right, okay.
What's that tomorrow? Oh my God, absolutely.
11 a.m. What do I wear?
Anything.
Well, it's kind of chill, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be the only woman there, bar Ash.
So. Oh, really? Dress up. Get real glam.
So we've got like some interesting prizes for Brave Ember tomorrow.
Oh,
a lot
cool.
of Mexican swag.
I'm worried though, because Emma's very good at when it comes to like, you know,
random
beginner's
game.
Look.
Yes,
beginner's
she is.
Look. She's a real beginner.
Well, Emma, if you come
can
first.
Can you imagine if I go in and swoop in and go and represent in America?
She's going to America.
What a curveball. I know it's not coming. Well, Emma is the highest ranked pinball player in the country.
They can only send one player to America and it's Emma.
Goodbye, guys. I'll do you proud, Ash.
Oh. Watch, we're back in on Monday and she's 60th in the country. You can win yourself a pair of heavy metal tickets to see a heavy metal band tomorrow.
Cool.
That's very exciting. Yeah. That's not the noise. It's like, hey.
I don't know if it's either of them.
It's Gracie Abrams. That's so true on Spin. I could go and read your mind. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So it started last Sunday. I'm a celeb, that is. And I've heard brilliant reports. We were also kind of saying on the show when we were younger, we used to love it.
Yeah.
Then COVID happened and the castle in Wales kind of hit a nerve and we haven't really gone back to it. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
However, the reviews are so good. Lovely group of people. Great chats have been had over the last week or so. And I was kind of saying, and this is what happened to me last year. I was like, I need to go back and start from the beginning. Because it started on Sunday. And then last
night.
That's
a whole week of content.
Exactly, yeah.
And so they're long. Like they're, it's like an hour and 20.
Yeah. Handy, and the ads come around it very quickly as well, which is annoying. But anyway, last night it was 9 o'clock and I was like, here we go. Just throw it on and see. And now I'm even more determined to go back and catch up on what I've missed.
Which is funny because I did the exact same thing. I turned it on after my walk last night and the lads in the house were watching it and I was like, I hate this.
Really?
Yeah, I was just so not.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not into it. I'm
so unimpressed. Like.
Most people I've talked to are really enjoying it who are watching it. But anyway, the big night last night was Maura Higgins' arrival and all is well with the world with Maura Higgins back on her screens via reality TV. That's all I can say. I was just waiting for the accent. I also wanted to know if she's changed at all since Love Island in terms of her personality or kind of don't take this the wrong way, but like cleaned up her act at all. Do you know, is she like less messy in terms of like
are you talking
being a
about?
Bit problematic or whatever?
No,
or
not just
problematic.
That she'd be more polished and media trained and all that. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm trying to say. And the answer is no, and I love it. So she arrives into this junkyard camp, okay, or so it seems. And she's met by Reverend Richard Coles, the former vicar. Apparently he was big on the TV back in the day.
He's a singing priest.
No, he's absolutely obsessed with fame. Oh, really? And getting attention. He does everything for attention.
Oh. I didn't know him. I'd never heard of him.
Anyway, I
saw all
I'd love to tell him.
Yeah. I had no premonition whatsoever about him, and I thought he was just lovely, right? And the two of them just instantly clicked. So Maura walks in. She goes, "Are you a priest or something?" And he says, "Yeah, I am." Blah blah blah. And the two of them, it looks like
Maura's from Talbot Street.
The two of them are clearly going to be teamed up for a few days on their own in this camp of their own or whatever. And the whole clinker is, it looks like an absolute dive where they've been kept. But actually, in this junkyard, if you press a button, a big double bed comes down, a beautiful cooker. If you lift up one of the boxes that looks from the outside pretty gross, it's a gorgeous seaweed bath, right? So they're actually staying in luxury.
7 star.
And she starts realising that she's around a priest and maybe needs to kind of watch herself a little bit.
But also, I swear a lot. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to help my potty mouth. I'm just going to have to keep apologising to him.
My potty mouth.
My potty mouth.
Potty mouth. Oh.
At one point, like, the phone rings in the camp and it's Ant and Dec ringing to tell them, give them some instructions. And she goes, "Is that my mammy ringing?"
That was good.
Yeah. And then she keeps saying, like a typical Irish girl, keeps going, "Ah, Jesus Christ." Yeah. Realises she's around a priest.
We've definitely got the cam. So thanks for that. Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, Father.
It's all right.
I say
worry.
Jesus Christ a lot.
Don't worry, I say it a lot too, but
probably in different ways.
Context, yeah.
I'm also pretty sure he's not Father. Wouldn't he be like Reverend?
Reverend, probably. That's just more. I don't see the Irish in it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And then the big thing is they're trying to feign to the main camp that they're having a terrible time in this camp and they have to keep the lie alive. And at the start of the episode, the Reverend lad was like, "Oh, this doesn't sit well with my morals, like having to lie to them." And by the end, after spending one day with Maura,
very good
like,
at it.
Who knew evil could be so much fun? It's all with thanks to Maura. So look, if you are looking for something to watch, she has just made it now. I am glued the whole way through.
I'd go for Maura.
I reckon she'll be queen of the jungle, no bother to her. One of my best days out this year was with my dad. We went to see Hozier over the summer at Marley Park. It was so much fun. So you think the way your iPhone just throws up a random photo every now and again these days. I was like, that was such a great day.
My friend's actually going to see him in Auckland.
Oh, cool.
She lives in New Zealand this weekend.
Very good. Yeah,
you get videos down there. Photos of you and Hozier. I get like, here's a dead dog or here's your ex-girlfriend. I'm like, I don't want to see that iPhone.
It wasn't me and Hozier. It was me and my dad.
But at a Hozier gig.
Yeah. Also, listen, this week on the show, this is your last chance this morning, we have been giving away 6 month roaming FlyFit memberships every morning. One of my mates has been running over the last few weeks and with the cold air the last few days, she says, "That's it, I'm signing up for the gym."
Yes.
I'm treadmilling it for a little while. Are you finding it cold out doing your runs?
I did one run this week and I didn't sweat a morsel.
Yeah. Really?
It was kind of good in that way. I came back, I was like, I'm clean. Obviously I had a shower, but like it was extremely cold.
Yeah, it's good too.
I was like, I love an old treadmill now.
100%. We're celebrating Black Friday, meaning there's no joining fee across any FlyFit gym.
They got free classes, no contract, excellent personal trainers and the highest spec equipment.
Yeah, we've been heading into the gym every morning this week doing some workouts, although one of them has been fake and you've been trying to guess which one of those is the fake workout.
Derek thinks he knows. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Not too bad, thank you. Are you a fireman?
Yeah, that's weird that you knew it for that, but yes.
It's your profile picture, Derek.
Don't worry,
that's
Derek.
That's fair. Heard...
He completely forgot about his own profile picture.
Well, what is his profile? You're just like a proper fire truck.
He's sitting in the fire truck, yeah.
Maybe he's just a big fan.
That was at an open day of my daughter. I remember that. Yeah,
very good. And Derek, are you a volunteer fireman or is that your full-time job?
No, that's my full-time job.
That's mad. So cool.
Fair
right.
play to you.
I'm going to get so much stick over that.
Settle this debate for me, okay? So I always say it's the fire department. Whereas someone I know says it's the fire brigade. Whereas I think a fire brigade is just the truck itself. So will you settle that debate for me?
Well, the truck could be called the fire truck. But the fire brigade is in Ireland. The fire department is more an American an American organisation.
So fire department's very American.
So I'm wrong, am I?
So you've been watching too many sitcoms, I'd say.
Yeah, that'll be my fault.
Effectively, yeah. You're watching too many sitcoms. Station 19 or one of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever made bits of yourself trying to get down that pole fast?
Every day.
Every day.
You have one of them.
Do you use the pole?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. I thought that was just in sitcom. That's unbelievable.
No, no, no. I'm sure if you did a station visit one time, we'd be able to show you how to use the pole.
I'm there. Don't toy with our emotions.
No, you can't be messing with us now, Derek.
Before we head into the fire brigade, apparently, we need to first head into the gym to do some workouts. Emma, what are you doing over there?
Oh, my ears are in bits this morning, Derek, because I'm doing my lobe lifts.
It's lobe day for Emma.
Earrings,
poor thing. I'm just over here doing my squats, Derek, you know, yourself. Ash, what are you at?
Yeah, I'm just on the classic cross trainer, you know, bit of arms, bit of legs, bit of that.
All right, Derek, one of those workouts is completely fake. Which one do you think it is?
I'm just going to go out on a whim here. I'm going to guess it's the lobe lifts.
The lobe lifts.
Oh, I don't teach you that in fireman school, do they?
Derek, you're absolutely correct.
You have just won yourself a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. Well done.
Nice one, man.
That is brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.
And come here. As soon as you hang up, we'll be in touch to try and organise a date, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cheers. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, bye, bye. I think we need to make this happen, producer Callum.
No, 100%.
Like, there's no... This is it.
See, the only problem I have is that you said, okay, we'll see you later and we'll organise a date, and he went, see you later.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I didn't really like that either.
No.
But I think Derek was just, he was just too excited about winning the prize. Yeah, he was all about, he was booking his gym and all the rest.
When I get his prize sorted out, then I'll say...
No, what you say is, you're not getting the prize till you say
it's... Oh, you withhold the prize.
We'll bring the prize to the fireman.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you're getting the prize,
Derek. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. All right, there we go. Big black man.
Yeah. You can stand at the bottom of the pole and we'll slide down it with the prize.
Yeah. And can we go for a spin in the truck with the lights on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the prize is realistically an email, yeah?
Spin, good morning.
Morning.
I feel a little bit bad because I really went to town on the Reverend, is it named Richard Cole, who's on I'm a Celebrity. We have a clip of him there. No, he's absolutely obsessed with fame.
Oh, really?
And getting attention. He does everything for attention.
I didn't know him.
Yeah, we were just talking about him because he's on I'm a Celebrity and currently in a camp on his own with Maura Higgins, and they're having great crack. I thought I was very warm towards his camp. What I saw last
night. Like that, a bit of man of God.
Had a bit of an outburst, and I said, why do I feel so strongly about him? I did say he's a bit of a glory hunter when it comes to fame, and I've done a bit of research, and actually now I stand by what I said because the list of things that he has appeared on is ridiculous.
Is he like a Joey Essex?
So he was on a Radio 4 panel game called Hearsay. He did that 7 times. He's been on the TV show Have I Got News For You. He presented Songs of Praise. That's grand. That's slightly religious. He did another Radio 4 programme. He won BBC Celebrity Mastermind. He appeared on Celebrity MasterChef. He did the big painting challenge in 2017. Then that wasn't enough for him. He had to compete also in 2017 on Strictly Come Dancing. He's been a guest panellist on When I Lie To You. And he's been
just
on Countdown.
Aisling Bonner, over the last 2 weeks alone, you have been on News Talk, Today FM.
The Last Word, The Hard Shoulder, The 6 o'clock Show.
The Irish Independent, a full spread of The Irish Independent, which you promoted widely. You've been on Virgin Media several times on The 6 o'clock Show. I actually believe you're going there again tonight.
You're obsessed with fame.
You're in a musical.
Maybe I'm just jealous of the Reverend.
Get me on Gong about.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. It's Friday the 22nd of November.
Happy weekend, everybody. Yes. Thank God. That week flew.
It did, actually.
It did.
Today marks 1 week until the coolest event ever that I have to go to, and I don't feel qualified in terms of coolness to attend.
Have you told us about it yet?
I haven't, no. Well, I did actually, because I mentioned how I messed up the bookings of accommodation ages ago. But basically, Other Voices, the festival in Dingle, happens next weekend. I have never been, and I've always wanted to go, and it's always like it creeps up. But the reason I suppose it's so contained and so small is because there's very little accommodation options.
This confuses the hell out of me.
Dingle.
Why would you put a festival at this time of the year?
But it's not outdoors, Dave. It's pubs and it's event. It's inside.
Right,
it's all inside.
I think it's great because like there is nothing like that at Christmas.
It's amazing. And as I said, the reason I haven't gone is it creeps up all the time and I'm like, oh, I never organised the accommodation. There's none left. So I booked the accommodation last year. Anyway, so it's happening next week and I messaged one of the lads, Niall, who I know has gone for years yesterday, and I said, will you just tell me what the story is? What do I need to know? And he was like, pick 3 events a day. Apart from that, just wander. And I was like, what about the style, Niall? What do I wear? And he was like, the bigger the bomber jacket, the better. The most, the fluffier the jumper, the better. Kind of a vibe.
Sparkles.
So I'm glad I know that now.
Like,
I'd say not Aisling, I'd say cool.
Oh, right.
Hipster fleece
Mm-hmm. See, I couldn't go to
dress like a farmer.
Sorry, you are pretty hipster. Like, it's docks. You can imagine the situation.
Oh, I have docks.
Yeah. Anyway, can't wait. 4 hours and 37 minutes the drive is door to door.
I was just about to ask, how long is it?
Yeah,
it's a long drive, but I just can't wait. I'm living first.
Oh, God, we are such different people.
Let's go. The great PlayStation 5 hunt.
God, it was such an exciting morning on yesterday's show.
Yeah, if you were listening to Spin, you would have probably heard us talking about the great PS5 hunt to celebrate the launch of the PS5 limited edition 30th anniversary console with Currys. And just before 5 o'clock yesterday evening, the PlayStation 5 was found. We hid it somewhere in Dublin.
Yeah, this was really exciting. Aaron and Zach, they were able to work out where it was because we had that live stream up on our TikTok. They recognised the colour of the bricks on the footpath of the image, which was so cool.
Clever.
And they knew it was somewhere around Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
Fair play to them.
I only found out about it 25 minutes ago as well. I was quick to find out where this was. True help of one of the lads.
So did you even look at Spin's TikTok live?
Yeah, we did. Aaron was on it all day.
But. Yeah. But then I enlisted this fellow's help and he just solved it instantly.
We just knew it was Blanche.
Okay, so tell me exactly where the location was.
It was kind of stuffed in a bush behind a wall to the left car park of Krispy Kreme.
Talking to Steve K there on his show yesterday. Love the responsibility we had here as a station about where to place PlayStation 5.
In a bush.
Yeah, stuffed in a bush.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And we class. We're not going to put it on a big billboard or anything. We're hiding it. That's the point.
It also was being watched by
Spinnies, wasn't it?
Yeah, the absolutely. Whole time. Yeah.
But I wonder now, because Aaron and Zach, who's going to get the PS5?
Oh, yeah.
You can't really split a PS5.
No, you could do weekly turns, though.
That's true.
Maybe.
One of them could buy it off the other.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, unbelievable that is sorted for them in the car park just beside Krispy Kreme. And now the lads have, I suppose, gaming sorted just
maybe
for Christmas.
Maybe they live together.
That'd be perfect. Happy endings.
And it's all with thanks to Currys. So fair play for everyone who was on that hunt yesterday.
Oh, it has been a stressful week and a half in my brain. So last week, Pitbull announced he was playing the 3 Arena. In February 2025, I said, unbelievable. I've always wanted to see Pitbull. Haven't seen him in yonks.
Imagine the crack of that gig.
That'd be deadly.
Me and thousands and thousands of others. Loads of people didn't even get tickets. And then I saw the date of this gig and I said, oh, bleep and bleep and bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
It's the 19th of February. That is the opening night of the musical I'm doing, Sweeney Todd. The musical I've been rehearsing for 2 months straight. And I brought these concerns to the show last week. I have a huge conundrum that I'm facing right now. Go to Pitbull and quit my musical.
Ashling, you can't actually be serious. You've given this 2 months of work already. Get a grip of yourself.
Or do my musical and miss Pitbull.
Nah, you have to be taking the mic.
Taking the mic, I wasn't, okay? We put this out to the people and we said, what should I do? Do the musical or go to Pitbull?
And to be honest, it was pretty close. There wasn't much in it in terms of, in the end, people said, you got to do the musical, girl. But a lot of people were like, screw that, go to Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
And honestly, when they said do the musical, I was like, look, I know that's the right decision and I'm happy with that. Gut open, Tuesday morning, out of the blue, I'm minding my own business, doing my cash machine read or whatever. And a phone starts ringing our WhatsApp number. And it's the musical producer, Kate. And Kate is a stern woman when she wants to be, and she was not happy with me.
On Friday's show, you could do a performance, maybe perform an apology song of some kind, dress up as Pitbull or something.
She really does have a producer mind.
She does. So she said, you've brought the Musical Society into disrepute, and the only way to make this right is to perform an apology song to the Musical Society.
She considered you before this a very diligent, hardworking, committed person. And
Boy, was she wrong.
I know.
Yeah, so
Ashling this morning is head to toe dressed as Pitbull. It's quite hard to take her seriously. I do miss her face. She has a Pitbull bald cap on that's quite wrinkly in the forehead.
It's a bit too wrinkly on the forehead.
It's a bit Voldemort, yeah. And you've got the aviators and this lovely little tuft.
You have a tiny little goatee.
A little smidgen.
Which I keep rubbing. It's like my emotional support goatee. Yeah. I love it.
Producer Colin brought in a blazer for you that you're donning quite nicely.
Yeah.
And she properly does look like Pitbull this morning. Keep an eye on her Instagram for footage of this because you really don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and all week I've been preparing an apology song for my Musical Society, On Track Musical Society, to prove that I am a dedicated member of the Sweeney Todd cast. So, to On Track Musical Society, I am sorry for suggesting I quit our musical Sweeney Todd to go to Pitbull next February. Here is my musical apology to you. Pitbull or Sweeney Todd. Same night, picture that with a Kodak. Where do I go? Stay to my show or take a picture of Pitbull with a Kodak? See, I knew all along just what to do, and I just want y'all to know that. But now it's too late, I've pissed off my whole society. All right! Lo siento, mis amigos. Lo siento mucho, mis niños del teatro. Dale, I'm sorry. Made a big boo-boo, now I say boo-hoo, and I got no one to blame. Damn it, Mr. Worldwide, should have let it slide, now my reputation up in flames. In the WhatsApp chat, they be calling me a rat, what I did, it's a musical crime. Gotta put a stop to it, cause I think I really blew it, get back to having a good time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Te amo musicale, tell them I'm sorry.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Te amo Sweeney Todd, tell them I'm sorry. Look into my eyes, guys, please have pity. I can't show my face in this whole damn city. My mom's just told me dad's ashamed. My boyfriend left and my cat the same. I'll never ever do it again, no way. Say the word and we'll be friends, homie. Let's get back to dancing around, cause it's about to go down. Kiss and hug, we're making up. Drinks on me, let's hit the pub. See you at rehearsals later. Sweeney Todd, I'll bring my razor. Pitbull in the three arena. Guess I won't be there to see ya. Adios, I miss you worldwide. Sweeney till I die.
Oh! Wow! Wow!
Your best yet.
Wow!
Oh, it's just a privilege to be in your presence.
Pitbull, we love you. You're on Spin. After the premieres the other day and during the week in London, and I know, Dave, you were there in Dublin the other day, this movie is hitting screens tonight.
It's
Oh my God, how did you get a clip of my voice?
I can't believe Emma has just played a clip from Wicked on this show and not me. I feel amazing.
I find it funny that you're going to wait till Sunday to see this. I thought you wouldn't be able to wait a moment longer, Ash.
I know, we're just busy today. I didn't have time to go today and same with Saturday, but Sunday evening I'm heading with my friends, can't wait.
20 years after it premiered in California, obviously as a musical, it made its way to New York after that. It's finally coming to movie theatres. The PR for this has been incredible. We were all in Dundrum last week. It looks like Wicked just vomited on Dundrum. They're everywhere. Ariana Grande and co really putting in the big time to get this movie and the news about it everywhere. And I haven't really seen excitement about a movie like this, I suppose, since Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie was down
in terms of the marketing that was everywhere.
If Barbie didn't happen, this would be like
the big
whoa!
One.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, whereas we were so used to kind of the oversaturation of Barbie so much. Just some of the brands getting on board with this. Stanley have released green and pink cups to celebrate. Crocs are at it again, of course. Lego, the Emerald City is now, you can buy the Emerald City.
They're all hopping on board.
But what really is getting me is the food element of this getting on board. I think this potentially is a step too far, in my opinion.
Right.
Oreo have launched a limited edition Wicked themed variety. So you can imagine Oreo, green or pink filling. Some people say Oreo.
They do not say Oreo, for the love of God.
Dave and I just like glanced at each other, but we were both internally, we're like, let's not say it.
Okay, my cousin's called it Oreo, but in fairness, they're Spanish. Cool. Walmart have released a really shocking kind of festive new food. They're now selling, this sounds gross, mystery macaroni and cheese.
Mystery macaroni.
Like for Wicked.
Yeah.
Why
I don't really want your green cheese.
What's the mystery about it?
Because they're basically, you don't know what colour cheese you're going to get.
Oh, weird.
That's so weird.
But it's after hitting Dublin as well, I hear. Yeah?
Yeah.
I've heard some rumours about things that are happening in Dublin. So, Krispy Kreme are at it again. I suppose that's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your green or your pinks today.
Classic.
Maxall and Dolphins Barnum here in is wickling up their deli rolls. They're dyeing their breadcrumbs pink or green for any chicken roll that's bought today.
Is that so?
So I've heard. This is all just rumours.
That's crazy.
Insomnia on Capel Street offering pink or green dyed foam for your cappuccino today only.
Only on Capel Street.
Only on Capel Street.
It's not a wide brand.
This is just what I've heard, Dave.
Insomnia Capel Street are just specifically insanely into Wicked.
That's it, yeah.
They're going rogue.
One of the lads in the canteen this morning was saying he's cooking green or pink mash for his girlfriend tonight for dinner.
No way.
I know.
That'd be curly kale, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Cafes are testing out if pink or green soup will be more popular today. So loads of orders of broccoli and beetroot for that.
Nice.
Apparently good.
All across the city. Italians in town doing nothing but green pastas tonight. The Italian way for one night only to celebrate.
Green pasta is a thing, and it looks weird. Fusilli.
Well, that's just pasta.
But it can be green. But it can be green, right?
Probably.
I don't enjoy green pasta normally, even though I know it tastes the same. It feels like it doesn't taste the same. Yeah. But that's what's happening tonight, apparently. So I've heard.
Time to go out for dinner.
I think you need to go straight into Max Allen Dolphin's barn this morning and ask if that's true.
Yeah, the person that has head of insomnia is going, what the hell is going on in Capel Street?
Get the reps down there now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lad, I'm so excited for this. This is finally a time where I'm not the only one who's going to get absolutely tortured. It's going to be you listening too. If you get this board game for Christmas, there is also going to be a truth or dare element in it. And we have the first six to go.
We do. If you don't know the girly quiz, we play it every Thursday. We quiz Dave on all things girly. Naturally, those questions that we've done over the past 2 years, the best of them are going to be in this game. And it's a chance for you to quiz the men in your life or the women, just see how much you know about girly things.
To be fair, we do have like a lot of phone of females on who don't know the answer to questions.
True, sometimes. Exactly. Yeah, so we have five board games that we're going to give away on the show today, and we're going to fire quick fire girly quiz questions at you to win them.
Shall we get cracking?
Yeah, let's do it.
Adam, we're looking for you, and your number ends in 82. There he is. Morning, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're dying to get your hands on one of these girly quiz board games, Adam.
Yes, I think they'd be a good present for my girlfriend to tease me with anyway.
It is absolutely a great shout, Adam. The questions are going to be a little bit tricky now because they are girly quiz themed.
Of course, Dave would say that. I'm sure it'd be no bother to you, Adam. Right, question number one, Adam. In clothing, what is an LBD?
A little black dress.
You have won yourself a girly quiz board game.
Congrats, Adam. Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck, bro.
Ashley, we're looking for you now. Your number ends in 90.
Hello. She is.
Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to Fully Charged. You all right?
Hi, Ashley.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Great. You're looking for a girly quiz board game, Ashley?
Yes, I am.
Who do you want to torture over the Christmas period, Ashley?
Anybody that I can.
Okay, yeah, very exactly. Good. I like it. All right, well, all you got to do is answer this very, very short and easy question. What brand of shoe typically has a red sole?
Oh, Prada.
Try that again.
Hurry up, because I have to go to the loo. I'm going to cry in the toilet. I'm going to have a loo boo. Well done. Nice one.
Thank you.
Well done, gal. Leanne, we're looking for you, and your number ends in 96.
Hello.
Hey, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Leanne, what's the crack?
Oh, good. You?
We're great, Leanne. We're going to test you on your makeup knowledge here for the girly quiz. This is your question. Complete the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's
Maybelline.
Oh, yeah, back spot of the net. On.
A girly quiz board game going out to you, Leanne.
Nice one, Leanne.
Thank you.
Looking for you, Susanna. Your number ends in 22.
Hey, what does a ballerina wear? 22.
Morning, Susanna. You are looking for a girly quiz board game, are you?
Yes, absolutely.
Who are you going to torture over Christmas with this board game, with these questions, Susanna?
Oh, it would be brilliant. My partner listens along as well, and he has two brothers, so I think we could put them to the test.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Like an excellent Christmas kind of games day in. I like it.
Does your fella consider himself a bit of a pro now because he's been listening for so long?
Exactly. Okay.
You
go with checking out my hair care products.
No way. You can take him down a peg or two with this.
All right, well, let's see if you can answer this question.
Okay, Susanna, the purity of gold is measured in what?
Carats.
Yeah, bingo.
Absolutely spot on. You've just got yourself a girly quiz board game. Yay. Congratulations.
Oh my God, I'm delighted. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And now we're looking for you, Jordan. Your number ends in 3-4.
Hello.
Hiya, Jordan. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Morning, Jordan.
Bad. How are you?
Are you looking to torture yourself for the girly quiz board game over Christmas?
Well, no, not myself. I'm going to torture my partner instead.
Okay, very good. You'll have a good crack with this.
How are you on girly quiz questions? Do you normally fare out well when you listen along?
Yeah, fairly well, yeah.
All right, you know a thing or two.
Let's see how you do, Jordan. Here is your question for that girly quiz board game. Choker, fringe and tassel are types of what?
Necklace. Absolutely spot on, Jordan.
Nice one. You've just got yourself that girly quiz board game. One of six that have just gone.
Limited edition. I hope it's autographed.
Of course, yeah.
Proud of you.
Good luck, Jordan. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye, bye. Autographed. Imagine us.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us?
I don't even know how to sign an autograph.
Yeah, many times when you doodle, do you kind of write your name sometimes, though?
I do a DH.
Do you?
Yeah. But whenever I do a DH, I just do it like as if I'm a real celebrity and have to sign loads of them.
Same. I only have time to do DH.
Yeah. I'm always like that as well. Imagine if I had a book launch and how would I shorten my name and make, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing that.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed people there. We only gave away 5 and there was a lot of demand, but over the next week or two, we will tell you how you can pick up your very own girly quiz board game.
It's exciting.
For Christmas.
It is very exciting.
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
It was a matter of time and the most perfect gig announcement, I think, as the weather got so much colder this week. Looking ahead to next summer, and I love it this time of year, the gig announcements for next summer. It just kind of gives you a bit of light.
Oh my God, so many amazing gigs coming next year.
Will next summer be also a brat summer?
Well, do you know what?
Are we kind of over that?
I think Charlie's dragging the arse out of it a bit to get the 2 summers out of brat summer.
By doing the tour next summer, I think she's going to probably play next summer.
I think she's just extended brat summer.
So essentially, she announced this week that she'll be playing Malahide Castle on the 17th of June next year. Tickets go on sale in just over 3 hours' time, 12 noon. I predict an immediate sellout to you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And like the biggest FOMO you could imagine of a Tuesday night when this is on next June if you're not there.
What would you wear to that gig?
What wouldn't you wear?
Yeah.
Not a lot, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Like, the guards aren't allowed to stop you if you've got your nips out, can they?
No way.
It's not summer, Garda.
It's the uniform.
The Garda, as if they're your school principal. They're not allowed to stop you, no.
They're not.
No, Garda.
We had a pair of tickets to give away yesterday, and we have another pair today, right before they go on sale. And the way we did this yesterday was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. So basically, we just asked you to ring us, which was quite interesting, and we got someone on, the first person to ring us, and they got tickets.
Now, relax a sec, right? I was going to give you a warning. Need to pull in now if you want to make a call in a sec, okay? Be safe. Do not call our WhatsApp until after we've counted down from 10, all right? Mm-hmm. I think that's, people are ringing already. No.
Feck off.
Yeah.
Oh, are we hanging up on them?
Yeah. Producer Callum's looking after this because we have to make it fair for everyone. This is an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, equal opportunities.
Okay, I think we've given you time now to get yourself pulled over.
Should we give them our number maybe?
Yeah, our number is 087-711-1038. The only way to call us is via WhatsApp. Do not make a call until we've counted down from 10 to 1.
Are people still ringing?
Yeah.
Go away.
Stop ringing.
Leave us alone.
We still have to do the 10-second countdown.
The 10-second countdown has happened yet. We told you.
Are their names coming up? No names. Them.
All right. Will we start the countdown?
Let's do the countdown.
Do not ring. Stop. Don't ring.
10.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.5.
1.
Go. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Who is that?
It's Ryan.
Ryan, what's the crack? How are you?
What's the crack? Hi.
Now, Ryan, you tell me this and you tell me the truth. What age are you?
I'm 12 and my dad's here.
Okay.
What's your dad's name?
We'll have to talk to your dad, Ryan.
Jason.
Jay, what's the crack, Jay? How are you? Ryan was on the ball there.
We tried yesterday, we just missed it. The bang it there at 1 second, then he was got it.
Let me tell you this, Jay. You and Ryan are going to have an extended brat summer. You are going to Charlie XCX.
Oh, well appreciated. Thank you very much.
Come here, Jay. Who's the big fan of Charlie XCX? Is it you or your kid?
Yeah.
I don't even think I'll bring him. I think I'll just go on my own.
Nips out, Jay.
Yeah, nips out is right.
It might be a bit much.
Jay, have a great day and thank you so much for listening.
Take care, boy.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Just like that.
I love it.
I love this way of doing
this. Me too. It's
really fun.
Do you know what I enjoy doing on this show? Bringing you little examples of when I feel old. I feel like they're fun to bring. Like things like when you buy a light bulb or, you know what I mean?
And they kind of crop up.
Yeah, they do. They are starting to crop up a lot more as I get older.
Yeah, well, crazy that.
Another one happened yesterday. I bought a jar for all of the sweets in my cupboard. So they're not they're not all in bags anymore. Like you have like M&M's or like Haribo or whatever. I've bought a jar.
So you mix the M&M's and the Haribo in one jar? That's a bit weird.
Okay, to be honest, I didn't do that and I misspoke. So I'm not an absolute freak. I would never do that.
Thank God.
I have put like all of the
packets.
The jellies that are sugary into the jar. So that, and all that's left now is like I've got M&M's and I've got Haribo. But then I've got sugary sweets in the jar.
Why do I feel like this is something a 12-year-old would do?
I was about to say, you started off this whole bit talking about
is this not an old thing?
But this is actually, you sound like a 5-year-old child. Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, the reason why I'm saying it is I feel old. I want to continue buying more jars for more things that I buy. I'm going to buy next week, probably have a jar for the milk in the fridge. Do you know what I mean? I'm excited to just put all things jars in jars. Fun. They are fun. Mm, yeah. I want to go to IKEA and buy all the jars and put all of my food in the jars and be really organised.
You sound like a Roald Dahl character.
Do you know what you can do as well? It'll make you feel old, but it'll redeem it because you're so, like you're a child.
Yeah.
Put your Coke Pops in a jar.
Now, you
see. Do you ever see the influencers doing that, putting all their cereal in their jars?
With a little spade.
Yeah, go away.
A little spade to get the Coke Pops.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up. With Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning to you. What's the story?
How are
hey.
We? Happy Friday.
Oh, hey.
What's with the...
Didn't see you there.
What's with the double O, hey?
I just met Orla, one of the girls in the canteen, and she said, I can't wait to go in and see Ashling dressed as Pitbull.
Oh.
If you want to have a look, you can do on her Instagram at @officialspin1038. She's looking fine this morning. Listen, Woucher Ireland, it's a website with loads of really fun stuff, and it's live now. All this week, we've been celebrating just that, and they've given us some whopper prizes to give away. We're going to give you a chance to win right now on the show.
Yeah, well, you listening, you could be winning massive on the show this morning. Maybe you're looking for an amazing spa day, an afternoon tea or a meal out. Woucher.ie has got you covered.
Yeah, with Christmas coming, it's brilliant. They have a range of products from kids' toys to home essentials, jewellery, fashion, Christmas decoration, must-haves.
There's
the whole
so many
lot.
Discounts on it. Honestly, I could browse that all day.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And it pulls all that into one place almost.
Yeah, exactly. It's a one-stop shop for everybody you love. We've got unreal things to give away on this. We've been doing it all week and we're doing it next week as well. Things like supercar experiences, hotel breaks, holidays. And the exciting thing is we don't know what the prize is every day. We have to wait for AI Santi to reveal all.
AI Santi? It's AI Santi?
Yeah,
since when?
AI Santi.
This yesterday. Oh, for God's sake.
Real Santi's too busy to come on the show this week.
That's ridiculous.
I think if you're stuck for something like for your granny, get her a supercar experience.
That would be good.
Honestly, I got my granny a helicopter ride like 3 years ago.
What's your favourite thing we've given
your
away?
Your granny is a different kettle of fish.
Oh,
Emma.
She won't do it. She won't do it. She
oh, right, okay.
You got it. Sorry, let's go back to that.
Am I getting up on that helicopter? I said it'd be an amazing experience. Nah, she wouldn't do it.
They love the ground, grannies, don't they?
They do.
What's your favourite thing we've given away so far with Woucher?
I really enjoyed when we gave away 2 hours of bowling for like 4 people and we kind of thought, that's lovely. And then they went on
yeah.
and added like a night stay in a hotel.
Yeah, that was
that
good.
Was my favourite.
I enjoyed that as well.
I liked the one yesterday where it's a lovely overnight stay with all the trimmings in a hotel in town. And the person was like, how class, maybe I'll use that New Year's Eve. Don't
so
get taxi anywhere.
Very nice.
So look, if you'd like to win a gorgeous prize this morning, message us. 087-711-103 is our number. You need to include the word voucher so we know you're interested. Wowcher.
I do like the thought of being like, if you want to win, just like text us. Just yeah, like, you know what I mean? You want something? Just text us.
So easy. Get in touch right now for your chance to win with Woucher in the next few minutes here at Spin.
Morning. I went over to my granny's yesterday, the old weekly visit, and she asked me, could I pick her a few bits up in the shop? And we were kind of debating what she would eat for her dinner on Sunday because she was like, oh, I had the bacon and cabbage dinner from Tesco last week and I want something different this week. So we settled on burger dinner.
I saw this on your Instagram and you were like, I find this funny. I was like, I don't get it.
I had an absolute palaver with Tesco's burger dinner last night. So this is a dinner. It's like a ready meal. It's got mash. It's got like a bit of veg. And then it has like a burger. But with no bun.
Yeah, no, I could never eat a burger without a bun.
It's odd, but it's sort of like an older person thing to do.
Yeah, is it?
Isn't it like,
actually, that's so true. When my granny used to make us burgers for dinner, she wouldn't put the bun in. And like, she'd be like, oh, we don't have any buns.
Could you ever have like mince? Like a stew of mince, but it's like a burger. Anyway, strange.
Yesterday, I was quite shocked. I was on the phone to my granny as I left work, gave her a call to see what was going on. And she had just put something in the oven for her lunch that really shocked me.
Go on.
Do you know what I'm really liking at the moment, Emma? Cooking my own vegetable spring rolls.
Oh,
wow.
No, sorry. My granny is obsessed with spring rolls.
I was like, for your lunch? She was like, oh, you know me, I'm going through a phase of them. I've had them every day this week. I'll be sick of them next week. I was like, you just love Chinese food, girl, so much.
My granny loves a spring roll. It's the only thing she eats in a Chinese.
Well, my granny also had a sweet and sour dish in the fridge. Mm. And I said, why don't I get you something nice like a lasagna or something? She said, oh, no, I don't want anything spicy when I have the sweet and sour. Like anything that's not like mash. And whatever to her now is a no-go.
Lasagna's spicy.
Yeah, lasagna's like
my granny's better than your
category.
Granny. My
my granny's better than your granny.
No, my granny's the best. But I just thought burger dinner was so funny. Anyway, the issue that I had was I was at the till for burger dinner, and then I saw that the burger dinner was dated till tomorrow. That's no good for Sunday.
I just can't stop hearing burger dinner as girl dinner.
burger dinner. It's granny dinner. Yeah. So then I had to go back. And it was already scanned through, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go back. This is for Sunday dinner. I went back, and sure, then they had no more burger dinners outside the date range. So I had to go for bacon and cabbage again.
Yeah, but if you not just make her a burger dinner? Would you not have just done that for her?
I think what you should do on Sunday is ring her local shipper and get a burger dinner delivered to her door.
Now, would she like that?
Oh, I think she'd absolutely.
Would she?
That. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. See, I
but
also
see,
feel
the bun. The bun's an issue.
Well, sure, she can just take the bun off.
Yeah, she could.
Or just ring the chipper and say, with no bun.
Yeah, can you. Sorry, Anne, could I order burger dinner, please?
One burger dinner.
One
come
burger
on.
Burger dinner to go.
All right, it's been a big week on the show, and there's more chances to win all next week with Voucher Ireland as well if you missed out this
week. Next
week
as well.
Yeah, just stick around for the 2 weeks, the legends.
We're stacked.
Yep. Voucher Ireland, it's a website that's now live, voucher.ie. We're celebrating that all this week in the show. They've given us some Whopper prizes to give away. And what's fun for us as well is we don't actually find out what you've won until AI Santa tells us all together.
We find out with you.
Yeah, it's exciting. So maybe you're looking to save on an amazing spa day, afternoon tea, or a meal out. Voucher.ie has you covered. And it's spelled like voucher, but without the V-O-U. It's W-O-W.
Wow. Wow. It's a perfect site for Christmas. It has a great range of products. Everything from kids' toys to home bits, jewellery, fashion, Christmas decorations, the whole lot.
So we do have, as we said, loads of unreal things to give away. It could be like a supercar experience or a hotel break or a holiday, etc. So we have two players to chat to this morning. Both Kieran and Kira are standing by to give this lash. Let's talk to you first, Kieran. How are you?
I'm not good. A bit cold this morning, but
it's freezing, isn't it? I hope you're wrapped up well. What are you up to for the day?
I'm in work at the moment. I'm hoping to finish off and then be ready for the weekend.
Oh.
Do a bit of stuffing.
Do you finish early?
Yeah, finished at 3:30 today.
So lovely. Not bad at all.
Are you heading out over the weekend?
No, just planning. Might go into town with a little one to see the lights and that.
It is looking lovely now. Yeah,
when you say go into town, where are you based, Kieran?
I'm based in Clontilis, so I'll probably just head in. I was in around Grafton Street the other day and I seen all the lights during the day.
Do they not have lovely lights out in Blanche? No. Don't have to come all the way into town.
I'd say Blanche will be absolutely rammed this weekend.
Probably.
And every weekend.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
a lot of people stay as well, so it's the start of the Christmas shopping, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very true.
Okay, Kieran, hang on. We also have to talk to Kira. Hilarious.
Hey, what's the difference between Kieran and Kira? The letter N.
Don't laugh, Kieran. Don't laugh at
me. Kira, you shouldn't have laughed at that. It was terrible.
I know.
Hi, Kira. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
I'm just popping off to the shops and collecting my uncle from an appointment.
Good
and,
on you.
Are we chilling?
Day off on a Friday.
Well, I'm actually on maternity leave at the moment.
Oh.
How's the baba?
There's no days off.
He's good. He's 7 months. I'm actually due back to work now in January, so I'm making the most of being off. So I'll have to go back.
It's kind of nice though, like finish up Christmas and then start fresh in a new year.
Exactly. I actually wasn't going to go back till March and I said, you know what, new year, new start.
I have a question for you because I'm scared of something maybe in the future. Is maternity leave boring?
Do you know what? And I'm going to sound like a weirdo here. I do miss work. I miss the routine of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I have a 7-year-old as well. But I loved being able to be off and spend time with more friends and family because when I'm working, I work full time.
Yeah, I get you.
That's
you didn't mention the kids there in terms of people that you can spend more time with. Listen, hang on there, Kieran. This is basically a penalty shootout type game. All you got to do is pick numbers between 1 and 10 and Santa's behind one of those doors with a prize for either yourself or Kira, but thanks to voucher.ie. So you're up first. Pick any number you want.
I'll go for number 7.
Number 7. Lucky number 7. Ooh, not there, Kieran, unfortunately. Over to you, Kira.
2.
Not to be. Back to Kieran.
4.
Looks like that.
Merry Christmas!
You found Santa. Kira, we're so sorry. Commiserations.
Cheers, Kira.
Oh, she's just hung up straight away.
I think she's dodgy line.
I think her line's been dodgy. Sorry, Kira. Thanks for playing and enjoy the rest of your maternity leave.
See you, Kira.
Kieran, buzzing for you. Would you like to find out what you've won?
Yeah, lovely.
All right, over to AI Santa.
It's time to get fancy. You've won afternoon tea for not one, not two, not three, but 4 people at Bewley's.
At Bewley's. Oh my god, that's very nice.
You're bringing your daughter into town.
That is amazing.
Yeah, definitely make the day now. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Ciarán, congratulations, and we hope you have a fantastic Christmas, even though it's 2 months away.
It's a month away.
Yeah,
month away.
No, that's brilliant.
Bye.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Ciarán.
Cheers,
bye. Bye, bye. Another chance for you to win with voucher.ie all next week on the show, but we'll do it just after 9:30 on Monday.
It is a month away. Oh my god, I need to get shopping.
You're on. Okay, welcome to this.
Don't you dare. I know what you did last week, and I know what you did the week before. Don't you dare.
One more tune.
Welcome to One More Tune. This is where once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we go head to head, and it's up to you to choose the song. We all choose different ones that you want to play in full and launch the weekend. So we do need your votes on this. Again, our WhatsApp number is 087 711 1038, and it's Emma, Dave, or Aisling in a WhatsApp.
Did I win it all while I was away?
No.
Did I not?
Not at all, no.
American Idiot, Green Day,
no.
And New York Taylor Swift?
No, terrible. Actually, you got like 2% of the Taylor Swift one.
I think I might have won twice in a row.
Yeah, you did actually.
Which is interesting because you lost three times in a row. Came last with your James Blunt.
Things change.
Suggestions.
Things move quick around here. Today is payday for lots of people, and it's also cash machine day. Someone's going to win a lot of money after 3 o'clock. If you get that call, I urge you to sing this to Barry Dunn.
Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot.
Heard that in far too long. A bit of Riri on the radio for you. Badass Riri too. Be Better Have My Money. If you want to hear that in full, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
I think that's quite a disrespectful song.
That's disgusting.
This is awful. Awful
you
word.
You're both just singing.
You should not be able to play a song on the radio that she's not even allowed to say the word of. She went B. B Better Have My Money. Awful. Well, let's go for a family-friendly song like this. Producer Callum is in charge of getting the best part of the song. He has failed miserably on this one, but it is still a fantastic song. The script and superheroes is that, and it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 if you want that to play as the last song of the show. It was not as good of a part of the song as Rihanna's Be Better Have My Money, but it's fine.
That was a lovely bit
about your own chorus.
You missed out on... I'm too angry now.
Well, if you're looking for a family-friendly tune to close out the show, you can't get more family-friendly than this guy. It's a beautiful day. I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm
buying. And I know there's no denying. I rescind my choice. I take away my choice. That is now my choice.
Open the blinds. Let the sun shine in, folks. It is Friday, and it really is a beautiful day.
It's Mr. Cool.
It's Bublé season, and that is a gorgeous Bublé track for you today, courtesy of me, Aisling, 087-711-1038.
Okay, we're on spin. If you want to hear Rihanna, bitch better have my money. That is Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. Going to need your votes badly. Come on.
If you want to hear Michael Bublé and Beautiful Day, that's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And if you want to hear Michael Bublé and It's a Beautiful Day, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. This has never happened.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
9:44 on a Friday as we all get excited for the weekend. It's time to be taken down a peg on the worst bits of the week with producer Callum.
Oh, time to be humbled.
Going down. And what a week it's been. Charlie XCX announced a Malahide Castle gig. We announced we're releasing a girly quiz board game.
Woo!
And it's only 33 days until Santa.
33 days.
But it can't be good things all the time. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And I apologise in advance. It's accidentally an Emma Nolan special this week.
Oh, yeah! I love an Emma Nolan special.
Go on.
Poor Emma got a case of the sneezes that she just couldn't hold off.
It's about to pick up the new code word. Excuse me, just...
Oh, she's going to sneeze.
She's just so excited.
So unprofessional.
So sorry. It's no good to run up to the spinnies after. Isn't it fun that they always come in twos?
You didn't get to enjoy that.
No, I love
a good sneeze, and you didn't get to enjoy it. You were straight back in.
It was a panic sneeze. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just sit there and think about life for a second after a sneeze.
Deep in meditation. Hey, Emma, do you want to tell us how much is in the cash machine this week?
Oh, dear. And you know what you got to do, answer within five rings and all the rest. But just for now, €175.
€175. That'd be a crap cash machine, wouldn't it?
Oopsies.
It's 175,000.
Thousand.
We were talking about Oreos earlier this morning, or should that say be Oreos?
Oreo have launched a limited edition Wicked-themed variety, so you can imagine Oreo. Some people say Oreo.
They do not say Oreo, for the love of God.
Okay, my cousins call it Oreo, but in fairness, they're Spanish.
as soon as Emma said that, me and Ash just looked at each other straight away.
You're like, will we?
That's why she knew we looked at each other, because she was like, or Oreo.
Do we say anything? And finally, if this is what it's going to be like when Emma gives birth, I feel sorry for the people working in the hospital.
Oh, that was quite good, to be fair.
give us a bit of...
You had it in the first bit. You lost me after about 4 seconds.
God, it's going to be a tough time.
Emma was simulating childbirth for the new Truth or Dare cards on the Girly Quiz board game. I've been producer Callum. They have been the worst bits of Emma's week.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, it's your very last chance to vote for one more tune. What song do you want to hear to close the show in a few minutes?
Pay me what you
want. Come on, it's payday. Rihanna and Bitch Better Have My Money. If you want to hear that in full, quickly, going to need your votes. Emma to 087 711 1038, please.
Or if you'd like to go a bit more family friendly, The Script. It's called Superheroes. If you wanted to play as the last song of the show, Dave in a WhatsApp right now. I need your votes. 087 711 1038.
Or if you'd like to go even more family friendly, it's this. Michael Bublé. You never hear him on Spin anymore. It's terrible.
Anymore. I don't think you ever heard Michael Bublé.
He used to always be on. It's a beautiful day, and it sure is. If you want to hear that in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
What a fun week on the show.
Yeah, it was
loads of fun.
If you missed Aisling performing as Pitbull earlier on, God, do yourself a favour and keep your eyes on our Instagram at officialspin1038 for a video of that. And our podcast from anything across the week is Fully Charged, Recharged as well. Shall we hand over to producer Callum for the results of one more tune?
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Rihanna, Be Better Have My Money.
Go on, say it.
No, Dave said... Dave went for...
Say it!
I'm a producer! No!
Say it!
Says B!
Say it!
Move on.
Which? Dave went for The Script, Superhero, and Aisling went for Michael Bublé, It's a Beautiful Day. I can give you the results in ascending order. Aisling came in last place with 19%.
Not a beautiful day.
In second place with 27% of the vote is The Script, Superhero. So with a whopping 54% of
the vote.
I'll hand it over to Emma Nolan to introduce
the
song.
Come on, Callum, say it.
No, it's Witch.
Bitch Better Have My Money from Rihanna. Talk to you Monday.
Yeah.
Bitch
Better Have My Money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch Better Have My Money. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.